Welcome to the Preaching the Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mike Helsley.
As I walked down the sidewalk of a sin-stricken city, I saw the misfortunes of man. A man in the gutter, lying there lifeless, clutching a bottle in his hand.
We invite you to join us today as we look into God's holy word.
Man's father, but now he's a prisoner. Thank God for the preacher who told me of Jesus, for I'd be a beggar.
And here he is, Evangelist Mike Helsley, with today's message.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just thankful today. I was sitting over here and just in prayer and listening to the birds outside. Maybe you don't understand that, but these birds, they don't sow, they don't give offerings, they don't give tithes, and they're out here rejoicing today. You know why they're rejoicing? Because God is on the throne. Listen to them for just a moment. Hear them birds singing. I noticed that when we started up until this point, they've gotten louder. Have you noticed that? We had ducks outside, or geese, out there quacking a while ago for Jesus. You say, oh, Brother Mike, that's crazy. Now, you know, in the big fancy churches, they would say, I've been lost my mind saying that. But listen to them. Yep. Praise God. They're rejoicing at a Savior, at a Creator,
yep,
who provides for them. Amen. They don't go by what they see. They go by what they know, that God will take care of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me. Everybody in this place, hallelujah, has been through something. God has brought you through something. God is bringing you through something. Hallelujah to God. And I'm just listening to these birds right here, giving thanks to God, Brother Charlie, that he provided food for them. They can go down when it rains and they can get a worm out of the ground.
Yeah.
And they're provided for. Glory to God. And who are we? We are more important than the birds.
Yeah.
We're more important than the cows of the field. Amen to God. And what do? We murmur. We complain. We fuss. We gripe at everything God does for us.
Yeah.
You woke up today, did you?
Correct.
Did you thank him today for the breath he put in these set of lungs that he provided and made for you?
Amen.
Did you thank him this morning that you could get up out of bed physically and put your clothes on? Have a shower to take in. Some people ain't got a shower to take in. Amen? Some people ain't got a house to live in. But the birds are rejoicing right now. That's what's getting me stirred up right now. I'm about to have a Holy Ghost fit because these birds are shouting louder than you are. Come on now. Whatever these birds are doing, thank you, Jesus. Glory, we got us a, amen to God, we got us a crowd here today. Amen? Somebody say, oh, Brother Mike, that's crazy. No, man, they're getting louder because they're rejoicing. They're giving thanks to the Creator.
Yeah.
That just warms my heart, amen.
Amen.
They don't go by what they see or feel. They go by, they know that God is good, amen.
Yeah.
Brother Denny, you know God is good, amen, what he's brought you from.
Amen.
I know God's good, what he brought me from. Christian, you know what God's good. Brother Charlie, you know God's good. Brother Dexter, you know. Brother Gary, you know, amen to God. Glory to God. Man, I'm just stirred at hearing that right now. Beautiful singing, beautiful praise and worship. Hallelujah. But these birds, amen to God, boy, they just, yeah, hallelujah. That is a blessing of God. If the birds can praise, then why can't we? What is your excuse today? You say, well, you ain't starting out the way a normal preacher does. I ain't a normal preacher, praise God. What is your excuse for not praising him?
Goodness.
We woke up today, air in our lungs. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We can see and we're not blind.
Oh.
We can hear and we're not deaf.
Amen.
Well, spiritually, some can not hear.
Yes. Yes.
Spiritually, some cannot see.
Yes.
But physically, you're able to see and hear and talk and move around, amen to God.
Yeah.
Y'all can move around better than I can, but you know, I can still move, amen to God.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm thanking God, the devil coming over here trying to give me muscle spasms. I've been rebuking that in the name of Jesus. because of the cause. I said, devil, you ain't going to hinder what God's going to do. Amen. That is just a thing.
Yes.
But God is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't get off that. In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah. I think 5:18 declares, give thanks, for it's the will of God.
Amen.
Thank you, birds, for giving thanks to the Creator today. Forgive us, Lord, for not giving thanks.
Yes.
We come into the church, amen to God, and we're just so spoiled in this American church of today.
Goodness.
Spoiled. If we don't have the luxuries and the padded pews and the fancy building, and I didn't see no big screens or no smoke machines, but most people would leave. We are the church, not the building. Hallelujah to God. Jesus Christ is the head, Brother Charlie, and we are the body. Look at your body. You got a head on it. You got arms and fingers and elbows and knees and toes. Makes up your body. Hallelujah. When are we going to open our eyes spiritually and see what God is doing for us? We walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. I've been on this kick the last few weeks. The Lord has had me on the life of David, studying his life. I can't get past it. I try to go to something else and he brings me back to something with David. Hallelujah. So if you got your Bibles, go with me to 1 Samuel 17 today. Glory to God. Give thanks. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hear that? They're still giving thanks. Glory to God. Now somebody will hear this. They'll say, Brother Mike got caught up on the birds. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, they are rejoicing. They are praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen to God. See, I think the problem today with these big mega churches, they make the buildings so thick they can't hear the birds sing. Hallelujah. They can't hear the animals praise and rejoice the Creator. Amen?
Amen.
That's a problem today. I think we ought to take, amen to God, go outside sometimes when it's nice and beautiful and praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to go into a small assembly. I thank God for small beginnings, because small beginnings, amen to God, is where many of us started at. And God has brought us up, amen to God. I thank God for small beginnings.
Yes.
We got 12 people here, amen to God. We've already qualified and met the example where two or three are gathered in my name. There am I in the midst of them also, amen to God. Where two or three agree is touching upon any one thing, it shall be done. Jesus said.
Amen.
So what did you come expecting God today to meet? Brother Denny, where'd you come? God's brought you from a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen.
God's opened the doors and you've been set free. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Brother Charlie, God set you free. Amen to God. Thank God for the prayers of Sister Beth and the family. Brother Christian, God brought you out. Amen. I say this, amen to God. They go to Shepherdsville out there, and I tell them all the time, they think I make this up. But when I see them, it's like I just hit the lottery. That's how much they bless me.
Oh,
because I love these brothers. I love them dearly. I see where God has brought them from and where he's taken them, amen to God. And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
What you spoke about today, what Jesus did on the cross, is for each and every one of us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Because he saw on down the road. Amen to God. The devil said, you ain't going to amount to nothing. But Jesus saw on down the road. Amen to God. They're going to be, amen to God, my sons and daughters. Amen to God. They're going to be mighty victorious conquerors in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Mm. And the bird said, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo. Well, that would got Our Lady of Peace called on me right there. Brother Mike's talking to the birds. I don't know, amen to God. Just something in my spirit. Just, amen to God. I'm just telling you today, we need to be thankful. I don't know. I keep going back to that. You need to stop looking at the circumstance and be thankful for what you got. Quit walking in fear. Quit walking outside of the realms of faith.
Amen.
Mm, hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we're going to read two verses of Scripture. In the name of Jesus. And if you don't mind standing to your feet, I'm going to make a statement. It may get me in trouble. That's okay. If we can pledge allegiance to the flag, if we can give respect to veterans in this country, but we can't stand for the reading of God's word, there's a problem.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I'm patriotic. I love the veterans. I thank God for the veterans. My grandfather was a veteran. My wife's grandfather was in the Army. Praise God, many of you may have served or been in the Army. But if we give more respect to the flag than we do the Word of God, there is a problem. There is a problem if we give more respect to the country more than God. And I'm sorry today, the Word of God takes precedence over the flag, over the country. I'm patriotic, I love my country, but the Word of God should have respect.
Amen.
And churches today don't stand for the reading of God's Word. We don't respect it. We're too busy scrolling in our phones, looking at Facebook, amen to God, and not watching videos, amen to God, on Pinterest, on getting recipes instead of honoring the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I'm old school. I think we ought to stand for the reading of the Word. People say, I can't, my back hurts, but you don't mind going to the club, oh, yesterday. You can go out there and do the twerk and shake, amen to God, but you can't stand for the Word of God. I'm sorry now, saints of God. But that's the church of today. That's the church of today, though. We ain't got no time for Jesus. And I'm glad that he wasn't selfish, Brother Gary, on the cross. And said, I don't have time for this. Angels, come and take me down. I'm glad he didn't get in a selfish moment, Brother Denny. Because he had, at his very word, he could have called for 10,000 angels to come and take him off that cross. But he said, no, I have come to do the work that the Father has sent me to do. And that was to go to the cross to pay the debt for all of our sin. Every sin that we did, every selfish thing we did, put him on that cross. Past, present, and future. From our ancestors back on Adam and Eve, who fell short in the garden and they disobeyed the voice of God up until 2024 and further. Glory to God. So amen to God saying that. That was a mouthful, praise God. We ought to respect the Word of God. And we thank God for the United States of America. But this country's spoiled. Needs Jesus, amen. 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 and 35. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him, and slew him.
Goodness.
This is David here, shepherd boy. You can be seated if you like. Praise God. Or stand. Amen. He didn't go by what he seen, Brother Denny.
Amen.
Because if he would have went by what he seen, that lamb would have been dead.
Amen. That's right.
Father, we thank you for the word today.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, that you've opened our eyes spiritually to your truth. Father, hide me behind the cross today as I preach your word. May I decrease as you increase. Anoint the ears of your people today as they receive this word. And I pray, God, that you would give us corrected vision, dear God, on the things we see, corrected hearing on the things we hear. May it be your word. As Brother Gary said earlier, your word is the final say. Not our words, not our opinions, not our thoughts, but your word. And we thank you for this time in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
And amen. David right here, the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel was a very significant chapter because this is him talking to King Saul about something that the army should be doing to stop this 10-foot-tall giant, this uncircumcised Philistine that's got the people of God in bondage. What giant has you in bondage today? Let me say it like this. How do you see your giant?
Goodness.
How do you look at the problem that you think is a giant? For some people say, my giant is my health. For some, they say it's finances. For some, they say it's my kids have gone astray. For some, say it's addiction, whatever it is. How do you see your giant? Are you looking at your giant with the eye of faith? What are you renewing your mind in every day? You are told to get up every day to get in His Word. Renew your mind daily with the Word of God. Daily.
Amen.
Not Sunday. Not Wednesdays. Not whatever day y'all have services. Daily get in the Word. You have to have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
We're too religious though.
Goodness.
We get our Bibles. We'll bring them on Sundays if we do that, because we're 9 times out of 10, we're so scatterbrained. Well, the kids got me all wrapped up, but you can get your phone.
Oh, dang.
But you can't get your Bible. You would go to a place if you forgot your phone, and you would go back to your house to get your phone, but would you do that for your Bible?
Goodness.
Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Help me, birds. Help me, birds, preach. See the things that matter to you. The Word of God is not one of them, though, is it? It should be. David right here is telling Saul. He said, listen, I've come in contact with a bear, with a lion. And that, amen to God, that lion had that lamb in his mouth. And most of the church today, if they would have seen that, well, it's a beautiful lamb, but he's dead. No hope. Would they have tried to go rescue it? Probably not. Somebody would have had their phone out videoing it, though, and put it on YouTube. Yeah. Oh, look at this. This lamb getting slaughtered by a lion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, go over to God. The Lord told me not to go on that. Amen to God. The lion's got to eat. But how are you looking at your giants? How are you looking at your situations? Things aren't always as they appear, Brother Denny.
That's right.
We need a spiritual eye exam, saints of God.
Oh!
David was telling Saul here, he says, I've overcome a bear and a lion, amen to God. And I can overcome this uncircumcised Philistine, amen to God, because it's not by my might, not by my power, but by His Spirit that I can do it. So how are you overcoming your circumstances today? Brother Denny, all those times that, and I'm sure you don't mind me saying this, but Brother Denny was released from prison, amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many times did the devil come and tell you, you're here forever? How many times did he say, you're going to be in this cell forever? And I'm not saying that. I'm saying, look at what God did for this brother.
Oh.
Brought him out, amen to God. We ought to be rejoicing with him.
Amen.
How many times did he say, you'll never get out of this padded, this cell here. This will be your life. But God had a plan already in motion. Amen to God. The devil said, you're going to rot there. But God said, I'm going to get him out. Amen to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many times, Charlene, before you got saved, the devil said, you ain't going to be nothing.
Oh.
Brother Dexter, how many times did he do that to you? Gary, how many times has he done that to you? Brother Charlie, how many times? Christian, how many times? Mike, how many times? A lot.
Many times.
That's his will. Satan's will is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come. I have come. I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life. That you might have it more abundantly. You know what that abundantly is? That you would have peace in your life. He's not talking about wealth. He's not talking about, amen to God, millions of dollars in the bank like the prosperity pimps tell you. I'm sorry today, but the problem is we have got the gospel backwards. The gospel only benefits us if it's financial. And Jesus came to heal those that are wounded, that are hurting. Can you imagine what Jesus, when he was on the cross, think about this for a moment. He looked out. He was hanging on that cross naked. Naked. He didn't have a little towel over his privates. He was hanging naked in front of his mother, his brethren, all the people. Took the shame for us. How many times did the devil tell you you ought to be ashamed of yourself? Jesus took that shame on the cross so you wouldn't have to.
Yes.
If you would lay it down at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
But we pick it up. Jesus, what he looked at hanging on that cross, he looked down at the people that he's shedding his blood for. He's beaten like a dog. I was reading one commentary this past week. And it said when they beat him with that whoop, and then the ball that had like spikes on it would go in the flesh and would rip chunks out. And it said when they would do that to people, that people's lungs would be exposed. Their lungs. Now remember, you got breath today to shout.
Amen.
Jesus barely had breath to even make it. The Bible says that Jesus got to a point and he couldn't take his cross no more, Christian. And they pulled out Simon of Cyrene. And they didn't understand, but Simon of Cyrene's kids in the book of Acts would be significant in the growth and the move of the gospel. Come on now. Simon of Cyrene took of his cross. He didn't want to. And he took it up the hill because Jesus couldn't physically make it. He couldn't do it. That commentary said that it ripped chunks out to where you would see the insides, the organs and all that. 39 stripes for you and I. For the foolishness that we do.
Preach it now. Preach that.
The sin. The times you go out and gossip about your neighbor. The times you cuss and scream at people. The times you talk about people. The times you steal. The times you smoke a little dope. The times you watch porn. The times you masturbate. The times you do all these things that put him on the cross. Puts it in perspective. What did Jesus look at hanging from the cross? He saw restoration in our lives.
Amen. Thank you,
Father. He saw restoration. When this old boy, 17 years ago, stuck that gun in his mouth because I chose to walk away from God.
Goodness.
Because I allowed it. And I knew what the devil does. I'm not ignorant of his schemes. But I got into a woe is me. When my mom died of brain cancer. And then when I caught my wife cheating on me. And I don't say that to condemn her. But that's the thing. Praise God. That the devil was using to torment me. And I made the choice to zip my Bible up and put it in the trunk of my car, Brother Denny, and say I'll never preach the gospel again. I was looking with the wrong eyes.
Oh!
Got me in a hospital for 7 weeks. Couldn't hardly move. 29 years old, from my neck down, couldn't move my body. Now, that's a scary thought for a 29-year-old.
Yes.
I was just hitting the peak of my life physically. But my stupid choice, my sinful choice that I allowed, that I knew better. James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin.
Oh.
Jesus hung on that cross. And he saw past that and see that with his death, praise God, restoration would come if we cried out. Because he's paying the debt that we could not pay. You couldn't go get enough sheep or goats and slaughter them to pay the debt of your sin.
Goodness gracious.
But one drop of blood of Jesus paid the debt. When it spilled out, hallelujah, God said, I will accept it. And it will pay the ransom that nobody else can pay.
Yeah.
And Jesus saw restoration, salvation for us. Amen. So going back to David here. David's telling Saul, I killed a bear. I killed a lion. And I can deal with this uncircumcised Philistine in the name of Jesus.
Reach that, brother.
How do you see your situations today? Do you see a woe is me? Because many of us need to be delivered from religion. I'm sorry. Religion tells you God can't heal.
Amen.
Religion tells you God can't provide. Religion tells you that God only will work if you do this. And that's not true. That's not a relationship. Like you said, brother. Religion tells us we've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're going to be browbeaten. We're going to be beat up by our Heavenly Father. But a relationship says when you mess up, you come to Him.
Good.
Because the veil has been ripped from top to bottom. Amen?
Amen.
Only the hand of God could do that. And that gave us access into the throne room of grace. Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews said this, we can come boldly, not as a coward. We can come boldly. I'm glad Brother Gary's helping me today, praise God, and the birds.
Amen.
Go over to God. Hey, the birds are shouting amen to God. Go over to God. Y'all going to go back and say, man, you ought to be in the service this morning. We had birds praising the Lord today. They were louder than we were. Something wrong there. Amen?
Amen.
I honestly never heard birds that loud at the preaching of the gospel. And I've preached in some barn revivals before. I remember years ago, Brother Bill Skipworth down in Central City, Kentucky, on the outside of Greenville. He would hold a barn revival twice a year in the summer. And he had a big old barn. And I mean, he left it open to where you could see the cows in the field and the roosters and the chickens and all that. I'm serious. He would hold 2-week revival meetings out there. And I was so blessed one Wednesday night to get to go down there. And I'd never been to a barn revival before. I'm thinking it's just, you know, a fancy term. Like, you know, the old brush harbors, you remember? Remember those brush harbor meetings, amen? Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, amen. We got there in that old barn, praise God, and they had the pews set up in there, and I got to preaching the way I do, the way the Holy Ghost leads me. And I kid you not, the people wasn't shouting, the animals were. The cows were going, moo. And that's my only way of them saying hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The sheep were going, meh. The birds were beep, 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 like they're doing now. You said that's foolishness, Brother Mike. No, that's them. They recognize the word of God. Amen to God. Hallelujah to God. They recognize his word. And they give reverence to it. Now, what's wrong with us? Seriously. Those men in prison that y'all go to, amen to God, when you give them the word, how happy are they to receive the word? Because it's good news. We who are free and able to walk around. We see the bad news. We turn on what's the radio? I mean the TV stations? WDRB. We focus on that, or CNN or Fox News, amen to God. And we're always glued to that. What President Trump do? What Biden do? What this one do? Are you praying for these people?
Yes.
I'm so tired of people running them down. Why don't you get on your knees and pray for them? I don't agree with Joe Biden and everything he's doing, but Jesus died for Joe Biden. Jesus died for Jill Biden. Jesus died for Kamala Harris and her husband. I don't agree with everything going on, but have you prayed for these people? Probably not. But you spend your time running them down. Did you repent for your gossip?
Goodness.
Come on now. Me and my mother-in-law got into it years ago about Osama bin Laden. I put a post when I was on social media about Jesus died for him too. And if he would repent, God would forgive him.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, my mother-in-law got mad at me and we got into a verbal dispatch. She said, how can you do that being unpatriotic in the country? I said, because Jesus died for them too. I said, maybe you ought to read your Bible. I am a realist person, amen to God, because Jesus died for us. You don't go by what you hear from the world or see in the world. You walk by faith. And if you stand on God's word, you would know that.
Yes.
And David, through his whole life, he told Saul that day. He said, if the armies here that you've gotten, these trained soldiers, cannot go out here and one person fight on behalf of Israel, God's chosen nation, if you're trained men of war who's went through this to be prepared for this moment, if they can't do it, a 17-year-old scrawny teenage shepherd boy will get out there and go in the power of God and will slay this uncircumcised Philistine. Because he didn't go by what he's seen. He walked by the faith in God. He knew God what he can do. If he overcame a bear and a lion, praise God, and rescued that lamb out of the lion's mouth, praise God, people would have wrote it off. But he said, I see life there. I see victory. I see hope. Because he didn't die. Is that the way you see your situations?
Thank you, Lord.
Let's go up. Let's move ahead a little bit. Lazarus. People always talk about Jesus was 4 days late. 96 hours late. He's never late. Who gave you the notion that Jesus works in the concept of time? Glory to God. He don't work on our time frame. His ways and our ways are not the same.
Yeah.
God, you got to move when I say so. No, we don't dictate to him. Jesus was about doing work. Amen. He knew Lazarus was going to die. But there was a bigger purpose for him being not on their time frame, Brother Dexter, but on his time frame. He's outside of time. He don't work on our clocks. When LG&E says you got to pay the bill by this certain time, come on now. How many knows God is an on-time God? If you, amen to God, you sow and you do and you're faithful in your tithes and offerings, amen to God. And I'm not talking just giving 10%. I'm talking how you give it. Because the church keeps, see, the church, we don't want to keep all the other stuff, but we want to hang on to that law of tithing. You know why? Because we want that money. But God says, I look at how you give it. I can give, if I make $100,000 and give $10,000 of that. If I'm grumpy and mad, God ain't going to bless it. He said, God loveth a cheerful giver. And why do you think that woman with the two mites, when she gave all happily. And Jesus says she gave more than all these rich individuals out here, these lawyers, these Sadducees, these tax collectors, all these people. She gave her last bit because she gave it unto the Lord. He don't work on our time frame. We sang the song, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. But do you believe it? Now, some of y'all look at me like, Brother Mike, where are you going with this? If you listen, you'd get a revelation today that we are, amen to God, not confined by what we see or feel, but we go by faith in Christ and what He did at the cross. It all goes back to Calvary. It was interesting. I was listening to a podcast this past week, and the panel of preachers were saying, I listen to a lot. I sift through a lot. I'm like a spaghetti strainer. I don't believe everything just because they say Bible, just because they say Word of God, because the devil knows the Word too. And these preachers on here saying, well, you know, I think what's going to take place is that before Jesus comes back, I think that if we get the revelation, hallelujah, on faith, amen to God, and that if people would just go to the next level of faith and get anointed of God, there's one anointing, and there's one that gives you that anointing, and that's Jesus, amen? And for idiot preachers to go out here and say this, don't touch me or I'll lose my anointing. Well, you don't have the anointing. To make a statement that if I'm around sinners, I'll lose my anointing. Jesus had sinners touching Him all the time. I guess He must have lost His, or He was special, right?
Good.
Like, don't touch me. Because if you touch me, I'll lose my anointing.
Good.
He's the anointing. Sinners touched Him all day long. A woman with an issue of blood that was considered by the law an outcast, nasty. Those with leprosy touched the Savior. I guess He lost His anointing many times. Come on now. The problem with most pastors today is that they're so caught up on what the people want, instead of giving them the truth of the gospel that will set you free. My kids know more of the gospel than most preachers do in these churches.
Good.
You know why? They hear me talk it all the time. They see me live it. They see that when Daddy gets frustrated, I have to go back and say, Lord, forgive me. Amen? I repent in front of my kids. Because there's some days I want to anoint bats and start swinging in the name of Jesus. Oh, don't get religious out there on me and be like, well, I can't believe he said that. Well, yeah, you think it, amen to God, so you're just guilty of it. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to come over here. Y'all feel like I've been left out, amen to God. We family. Hallelujah to the name of God. Amen. I know I'm strange to some, but amen to God. Jesus died for me and saved me, amen to God. Everybody that looks, when you see, what do you see? How do you see the situation? I choose to get up. Man, them, but glory to God, I'm just stirred up over that. They're getting louder. Amen. Y'all better tell Pastor David, amen to God, when he gets back here next week. You said, Pastor David, man, the birds were shouting the glory down.
We had a crowd.
I love Pastor David. I was telling him the other day, I said, Pastor David, I said, your circumstances that you're going through, you got to walk by faith, not by what you see. It's hard. I know it's hard. We all go through battles. We all go through things. But David here, when he slew the giant, after it was over with, that giant had fell and he chopped his head off. King Saul, he got jealous. He wasn't happy that the children of Israel defeated the Philistines and the Philistines were on the run. He got jealous because David, who was anointed of God by Samuel, he had the boldness and the faith to walk out there and say, if nobody else will, I'll stand up for the children of Israel, for this nation. And the devil started working on Saul's mind. Saul killed his thousands. David slew his 10,000s.
Preach it.
And the devil tormented Saul so bad. Saul should have been thankful to God that somebody stood up. Really, Saul should have done that. Really, as the king, he should have stepped out and fought that giant.
Preach it.
But he was not the anointed one. He was who the people wanted. When the anointed one, when God sends the anointing on an individual, they will go out in the power of the Holy Ghost and you will see the works, the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen?
Yes.
We're not seeing that today. We're not seeing signs, wonders, and miracles take place. Jesus sent his disciples out by two. He anointed them to go out and to do the works of the kingdom. You have a duty and a responsibility. Like the brother said, it's not all the pastor's place. It's not all the preacher's place to go out here and do all the witnessing and the sharing of the gospel. It's every one of your places in here too. You are called to go out and spread the gospel to those of your circle of influence.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Mike, I don't have the confidence and the boldness. But you can cuss somebody out or run them down. But you can't talk to somebody about Jesus. But boy, if it's about UK though, boy, you got all kinds of words to say. If it's about the thing that you're into, you've got all kinds of knowledge about. But it just goes back to show you, it's you don't spend time with the Lord. Amen?
Good.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith. What moves the hand of God, saints of God?
Faith.
What moves the hand of God, saints of God?
Faith.
Faith in what?
Faith in the Lord.
Amen. Faith in your works?
No.
How much faith?
A bunch.
How much faith? There you go. Mustard seed. Have y'all seen a mustard seed before? Tiny. That much faith right there. You could speak to a mountain and it shall be removed.
Amen.
Mustard seed faith. Not even a dot. This little speck right here. This little speck right here is bigger than mustard seed. That's all the faith, glory to God, it takes to move the hand of God. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Hoped for. Do you know that Jesus is our great hope? Glory to God, I felt that. I don't know if y'all getting this today, but I'm blessing myself up here. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Are you getting it? Quit looking at your situations.
Yeah.
Quit looking at the circumstances. Quit looking at the giant and the bear and the, amen to God, the lion. Hallelujah. Don't give up on the situation because the lamb is in the lion's mouth. Sometimes those situations are put there by God to see what you're going to do to react. How are you going to react to the situation? The lion may have his mouth ready to lock down, but God may have hindered that mouth from locking. Just because it's in there don't mean he's going to die. And see, that's what Jesus wants us to do with people today. There's many of you out there who are in the mouth of a lion. And he cannot lock his mouth down yet. You know why? Because God has prevented him from clamping down to kill you.
Goodness.
The devil is not as powerful as he makes himself out to be. He amplifies the situation. The devil, I always say this, is like a lion with no teeth. He'll gum you to death and make you stink. But he can't harm you. Because if you are truly serving the Lord and you're in His will and you're obeying His word and you're living your life right, everything is Father filtered. The devil can't just come and take you out. He has to approach the throne. Remember Job. The Bible says in Job chapter 1 verses 1 through 6 that there was a day that the sons of men, which those sons of men were those angels that were cast out, they went to approach the throne. And it said Satan, I think it was verse 6, said Satan came with them to talk about Job because Job was a man who feared God, who served God, who was a man who ran from evil, who didn't uphold evil. And Satan went to the throne And he said, take your hand off Job. Let me have my way with him, and I'll make him curse you.
Goodness.
See, the devil has to go when we're living right, when you obey God.
Preach it, preach it.
He has to approach the throne over your life.
Goodness.
He can't just have his way. And see, that's the lie that we believe. Oh, the devil's going to take me out. He's not. If you know who you are in Jesus and you walk by faith every day, you have power over the devil and you can tell him where to go.
Goodness.
Get out. Get out of my home, amen to God. The chaos in your home, get out. Hallelujah to God. But some people may like it though. Hallelujah. I'm watching my time, praise God, so we don't go over. We got a few more minutes, amen to God. Is anybody getting anything today? When you say, oh, he yapped again. No. I want you to stop going by what you see. Walk by faith. That's what moves the hand of God.
Yes.
And so Satan is like, if you take your hands off Job, he'll curse you. He will curse you, God. Because Satan hates God. He hates anything with
goodness.
That we serve God.
Goodness.
Brother Denny, don't you know that he's going to come after you now since God set you free? Just because you get set free don't mean the devil's done.
That's right.
I don't know why people think that. Well, brother, I got saved. I prayed a prayer. Go over to God. I ain't going to have no battles. Well, that's when your battle begins. That's when hell breaks loose against you. And if you're not having attacked, something wrong.
That's exactly right.
I tell you, because when you preach the word, when you live for God, amen to God, and it makes a difference and people are blessed by it, and people see that you are truly the child of God that you are claimed to be, the devil's going to be mad as Hades. And he's going to approach that throne and say, if you let me do this, I can make them turn their back on you. But think about this. This is how much confidence God had in Job. You can do anything you want to him but kill him. You can do anything you want, Satan, but kill him. And he's still going to remain faithful.
Preach it, preach it, preach it.
Now, did Job have those thoughts? Probably. I'm sure he did.
Yes, he did.
Why are you doing this, God? It's not wrong to ever question God, but if you lose your faith, that's where you have a problem. And we know the story, all the hell that he went through. And Job's hypocritical friends who were religious. Come on now, you got religious friends that come to you and say, well, maybe it ain't the will of God for you to do it. Maybe it ain't God's will for you to be healed. That's a lie from hell. Anything that they speak contrary to the word of God, you reject it. It is God's will for you to be healed. It is God's will for you to be the head, not the tail, to be an overcomer, to be blessed. And I don't mean prosperity. Amen to God. Everybody talks about being the head. They think it's money. Get that out of your head. God will take care of you. He will meet your needs, not your wants.
Yes.
I want a boat on the lake, amen to God, but it's not what I need. I want $1 million in the bank, but it's not what I need because God knows. Well, wait a minute, if I put too much money in there, and you can be honest about it because we all would get that way. Oh, I would do great things for the poor. I would do great things for the kingdom for a moment, you would. Until you get into your activities and then you forget God. Then you forget to pray. Then you forget to read the word. Oh yeah, that's why God stopped some of these so-called selfish prayers. Because he knows it's what we want and that's what we need to glorify him.
Yes.
How do you see your situation? You need to pray the word over your situation. And you will start seeing it the way God sees it.
Yes.
Instead of praying, God give me money. God give me wisdom. On how I can advance the kingdom. Our prayers are selfish sometimes. But it's how we look at the situation and we don't stand on the word of God. That's the problem. Sister Beth, those precious babies that y'all get to bring in y'all's home. And I say this, they bring in these precious babies. They adopt them in.
Goodness.
They don't treat them as just kids that are outcasts, they treat them as their own, amen?
And
I'm not saying this to put them on the spot, but let me tell you something. These kids they bring in their homes comes from environments that the devil has tortured them. sometimes physically, spiritually, emotionally. And they bring them in, and they have these kids sitting in the service, amen to God. And I know that sometimes they get embarrassed because they run around, but kids run around, praise God. Let kids be kids, amen to God. Amen. I'd rather kids be running around shouting in the service, amen to God, than back there on their iPads and their iPhones, amen to God. I'd rather them be in there hearing the Word of God because it changes them.
Amen.
But if they would go along with what the psychiatrists say about these kids and whether they need this medication to keep them calm, no, they give them the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I've seen the difference it makes in these kids' lives.
Yes.
Some of these kids go through battered homes and all abuse and everything. But you get around a family that loves God, and they're pouring, amen to God, they're sacrificing of themselves to bring these precious babies in. Kids that are my daughter's age, kids that are younger. Jonathan up there blesses my heart. Little Jonathan.
Hallelujah.
Every time I see him, for the first time I met him, I said, hallelujah. And every time he sees me, he says, hallelujah. Or amen to God. That's what he remembers. But his life before he came into the Johnson's home was not that. His life was rough. On medication. If we'd stop believing the doctors too, the doctor says you got to take a pill for this problem. Won't you get in the Word of God, 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5, that by the stripes of Jesus we're healed.
Hallelujah.
Physically, spiritually, emotionally. Oh, you got ADHD. Why do you believe that? Why do you believe what the devil puts on you? Why do you believe what the devil puts on you? Why can't you see with the eye of faith the way God sees you?
Amen.
I don't like the way I look. Well, quit looking at yourself then. Look at the Word of God. I mean, seriously, you got to deprogram yourself from the lies of the devil and put faith in there.
Yeah.
Focus on faith. Program your mind with faith. Renew your mind daily.
Yeah.
Thank you, birds. Hallelujah. I'm getting more shouting out of you than the people. I'm serious. You would find yourself more victorious every day if you get in God's precious Word and renew that mind. So let me ask you today, what are you fighting with today? How many is in the mouth of a lion? We are, I know, I'm being honest. My family is. We've had attacks recently. My beautiful wife over here, I've seen the devil come at her the last few weeks, but he's mad at her because she's stepping out by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. She's finally starting to put into practice what I've told her 14 years of our marriage. Amen to God. You know, she tells me I talk all the time. Amen. But I've seen how God, over the last couple weeks, the Word's been coming out. She went to a Bible study yesterday, and she stepped out by faith. Because, you know, I'm going to say it, she's been dealing with fear. She is, as a mother, worries about the kids. I understand that as a parent. But there's a time, though, I've told her, we just got to give them over to God and know that God will take care of them. And He's promised He would. Because my eyes are not always going to be there, Brother Denny. Her eyes are not always going to be there. Brother Charlie, Sister Beth, your eyes are not always going to be there for the kids. But we know that God's eyes are always watching, amen. We know God's eyes are always seeing everything. And God will disperse angels. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And she's been putting faith into works. Now I've seen the devil, amen to God, so mad because she's shaking up hornet's nest in her life, amen to God. Not that she's in no great sin. You walk and say, well, Brother Mike's wife's been doing this. No, it's just she is starting to step out more.
Yeah.
We've all been there, amen?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her, amen to God. She was declaring and decreeing, preaching the Word, amen to God, hallelujah. That's what we got to do. We got to step out. We got to stop listening to the devil. Christian, amen to God, all the time the devil comes at you.
Oh, amen. Oh.
Boy, if you listen to him, he'd give up. But 2.5 years later, serving Jesus. Oh, if y'all seen him, amen to God, he come to that altar, amen to God. He didn't raise his hand that Sunday. It's like he flew up there. I had my eyes closed. I looked around, where'd this guy come from? The Holy Ghost was dealing with him and brought him to the altar, amen to God.
Yeah.
He didn't sit back and say, I'll pray the prayer like this and didn't get nothing. But the Holy Ghost drew him and pricked at his heart and brought him down. You should have seen the change when he left that day. That's what the Holy Ghost still does. Good old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction. Let's stand to your feet if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I stayed on time today. Amen to God. I didn't go to 12:30. And I got a few extra minutes. Thank you, Lord. How many today is in the mouth of a lion? How many today is just, you can say, Brother Mike, I just don't have hope today. Anybody? Amen. I've said that even as a preacher. I've told the Lord sometimes, I just don't see it. But your word says it, Lord. God, your word says it. I don't see how we're going to get through this battle. But your word says we are more than conquerors. Yeah. I've said those things to the Lord. And after I'm done venting and whining and complaining and whining and complaining, and Lord, woe is me, he whispers so gently, I love you, my child. And I've got you. It's not always as bad as it seems. Go ahead, brother.
3 weeks ago, I was dealing with some blood pressure pretty bad. And y'all, was it 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago?
Hallelujah.
3 weeks ago, I have seen serious, I'm talking like monstrous changes.
Amen.
So, when corporate prayers is the point.
See?
I know sometimes we do it so often we think familiarity, you know, yes. We've done it and it gets familiar, but it's not familiar. God does something when we pray in His presence.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Praise God for that. Give the Lord a hand clap. Mm-hmm. What are you facing today that you need deliverance from? I tell you, they are getting louder for it. Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Maybe the Lord just let my ears hear this today. Maybe I've not heard the birds as good. But I tell you, they are just praising Him today. So you can leave different today. There was an old song years ago that said, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
we don't hear that. The millennials today don't know what they, if it ain't Elevation Worship and Hillsong, they don't know anything. You won't leave here. You don't have to leave here like you came. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What do you have that you need to lay down today? The altar's open, praise God. I'm not the fixer. Jesus is. But I'm here to give you the word that your circumstances are not as amplified or as bad as they seem.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't care. You go out and you look for a lamb in a lion's mouth. And you can still say by faith, that's not bad. Because that thing still has breath in it. As long as you're breathing, you still got a chance. The moment you step into eternity is when you got a problem. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, or maybe you've backslidden, I want to give an altar call real quick. If you need to make things right with the Lord, amen to God. You know your life. I don't know your life. I know you, but I don't know everything about your personal, what you do. That's between you and the Lord. Maybe you put the appearance on as Christ-like, but then when you leave this place, you're the biggest heathen in the world.
Goodness.
But God sees it. And there is coming a day that we will give an account. I tell my kids all the time, Mommy and Daddy knows everything you do, whether you think we see you or not. And there's truth in that. God knows everything we do. I can know by the looks on their faces if they've snuck food in their room. The way they act. They'll tell on themselves. My 5-foot mama years ago, she had these eyes that scared me to death. I'd do something, she'd come and just look at me. It scared me. Their eyes scared me. Praise God. I thought I was going to call like for protective services from the law and stuff. Amen. She'd just look at me. I'm like, she said, what'd you do? Well, I did this, and I remember one time I took some new knives she had, and she got a new couch. And I don't know what made me do it, but it was a sin nature. And I rubbed that knife on the couch and sliced two different spots on there, and here I am thinking I can tape it up. And I get black electrical tape on a blue couch. That gave it away, but it was... Lord, I got my hind end tanned in the name of Jesus. She said I did that because she... Significance right there, black and blue. She tanned my hind end with that switch, amen to God. But she said the reason I did that is because you lied to me. Not because you cut the couch. The Father wants us just to come to Him. When you mess up, go to Him. He's not going to kill you, throw a lightning bolt at you. That's what the devil would have you believe, like you said, brother. Say that again, what you said. Come here. Say that again, because I'm recording this. Say it again, because I want the people out here to hear it. Say it again.
Religion says, I messed up, my dad's going to kill me.
Uh-huh.
Relationship says, I messed up, I need to talk to my dad.
Thank you, Father.
So we're going to close out with that today. If you messed up, talk to Daddy. He's our Abba Father. If your situation looks hopeless today, we'll pray with you. We'll join our faith with you. We'll do like they did with Moses when he was too weak. We'll hold your arms up. You remember those services, Brother Christian? You come up to be prayed for. Mike Mudd got on one side of you, and I got on the other. Because that's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
So the altar's open right now, praise God, as we close out today. We'll give just a minute. If you need prayer today, come on down. We'll join our faith with you. Because we've all been there. We've all believed the report of the devil. But now it's time to start believing the report of God. We need to not look at the things with the carnal eye, but look at it with the eye of faith. Thank you, Lord. We love you today. Hallelujah. Father, bless your people today. Thank you for this word. Thank you, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, God, that the report we're going to believe is not the world's, but your report, because your report is always yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, meet the needs of your people today. Lord God, for those that just didn't want to come for prayer, but they're struggling, we ask you to meet their needs today. Strengthen them physically, spiritually, emotionally. Heal their bodies. Bless them, Lord God. Help them, Lord. Bless them financially, Lord God, in areas, Lord, that they're struggling in. All for your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said amen and amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to Preaching the Truth with Evangelist Mike Helsley. We invite you to share with us any prayer requests or praise reports or comments that you might have. You can write us by writing Evangelist Mike Helsley, P.O. Box 633, Hillview, Kentucky 40129. That's P.O. Box 633, Hillview, Kentucky 40129. Or you can call us by calling area code 502-930-5503. You can also visit us on the internet at www.preachingthetruth.net. That's preachingthetruth.net. It is our prayer that today's broadcast has been a blessing to you. This broadcast and ministry is listener-supported. When getting in touch with us, please prayerfully consider sending a love gift to help us to continue to take the message of Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross around the globe. Thank you for listening to the Preaching the Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mike Helsley. I will never